Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
My name is Caleb. I am playing,
Sorry,
my mic cut out, like, right before that, and all of a sudden it, like, powered on, and it was like, Caleb. It's like, oh, fuck.
In no particular order is Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Atata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian, level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, and I am a Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter Orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tahuman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Chris Blick.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
What will you do then? How long until you either march on Iz or what?
So what do you think, Mick? Do you think we can handle what's down at Iz?
The four of you? I don't know. I would run a little reconnaissance. I would not, Dorophil.
Dorophil seems to have fallen asleep at his crossword, and he's snoring gently.
Let's fucking...
Yeah, I guess we just go to Iz, because... I don't know, it's either that or we don't.
How far away is Iz, Mickey? By distance.
By horseback, like those gnolls fled on. What a scene, boys, what a scene. I don't know, might be 4 or 5 days by foot, 2.5 days by horseback.
We don't have to go by foot anymore, I suppose. Though they've already got, like, a fair... a fair head start on us anyway.
Well, the way I see it, if we go by horseback, we all get to make an animal handling check.
4 off the list.
Right?
Yeah, I think, like, horseback with, if we can get Stolas to fly ahead.
Scout ahead?
Yeah. And then at least we can maybe, like, get off the horses before they're noticed.
If Stolas flies ahead and Steve doubles on one of our horses, I'm pretty light. Steve can hop on my horse and he can just warg the whole time. Keep his Stolas vision up.
just tie me to your back?
Yeah.
Or Kaitoa. I'm pretty sure I can lift 300 pounds. I was just looking into that.
No, I'm thinking of the horse. I don't think a horse could handle Steve and Kaitoa or Steve and Rook.
That's true.
But a horse can handle Steve and Beleg.
Yeah, but can he do it while warging out?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I think we'll cross that bridge.
All right, so should we...
Well,
should
we go and drive?
Yeah. Should we gather our shit and start investigating? Or
and go stealth out? Well, I think that we should stay in town until Nafri comes back and accept his offer, first and foremost. And then we could decide on going to do reconnaissance in Iz, etc., etc.
Do you think you could, like, disguise yourself as a brigand? Or, like...
I can disguise myself as anything. Ideally, we'd put Nafri in the safe, and I'd disguise myself as Nafri.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, it's like, can you be Nafri, and then, that'll be a way in?
Yeah, that would be... That was my initial thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back soon, but it's whether... It's how many people he comes back with.
Yeah.
Mickey's not really approving of this mission, though, either, right? Like, he's kind of said, we should just take the 500 gold that he's given us as an advance.
But he also said, as a member of the Poison Scepter, he'd like to see the Black Arrow pay.
Yeah, but Mickey's, like, also just wants us to, like, fuck off, burn this town down. So I think he's, like, kind of being like, that's what you guys do, just do it.
Which is kind of what we do, so we could do it.
What do you think, Steve?
I don't trust Nafri.
No.
Our best interests are probably not a part of his plan.
Can we hire people to go to Iz and attack while we like go attack Nafri or like sneak in.
I almost feel like he's paying us and giving us all this incentive to leave Pulp.
Yeah, he wants us out of here.
Yeah. When I think we should take him out of Pulp.
That's what I taking Nafri out of the equation. Well, which is what we're talking about.
That's why I was thinking if we can send a party to like be doing also, that job.
I think we have an in. If we can heal up Freddy Fingers, I think we have an in with the brigands.
Should we start paying the brigands to cause shit so we can
just undercut them?
Well, take we have an Nafri? In. He's getting, they're getting orders from all sorts of different, like, his orders to find maps on the vessel came from Nafri, then having a brigand on our side's pretty good.
My lot on it is that we don't go to Iz at all, and we take out Nafri instead.
Well, let's wait for Nafri to come back into town. Or back into the White Chain, then. Probably today.
Again, this isn't Steve. I don't care. Should we murder him inside the inn? Like, just jump him? Take him out?
How is that not Steve? That is totally Steve. Steve, that's you.
Well, if he comes alone, at least we can, like, mimic his disguise and...
Yeah, I mean, we could have kidnap someone who can basically take his form, unless someone's, like, really intent on checking him out for all intents and purposes. Our warlock can become Nafri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to use a character voice all the time. I don't think we should murder him. I think we should put him in the safe.
Oh. Do you think Nafri knows Fingers?
I think Nafri knows a lot of people that'll be helpful to us.
No, I'm just wondering if you were to like pretend to be Fingers and like outside on the street or in an alley, like bump into Nafri.
Man, Nafri's gonna come to the White Chain to make sure that we want to take him up on his offer soon. So we might as well just wait for him to come to us.
Should we go? We kind of want to get the items before we fuck this guy over, though, right?
Yes, I think we should go like wait until dawn, go to the wizard and spear first thing, and then go back to the White Chain to wait for Nafri. Does that sound good?
I guess it also depends on what items this wizard spear... I mean, if they're in cahoots with him too, which is entirely possible. So they seem to be all Black Arrow. Is he like giving us items that's gonna empower him in some way?
Well, Belleg's still carrying around that stone pager, isn't he?
Yep, I'm waiting to go to the White Chain to be like, hey, I accidentally took this. What's it do? Can I keep it?
That was on the ground.
How much is this?
Wow. I thought it was a mint.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Yeah, well, I think what's happening here then is as, you know, as Mickey kind of stumbles around the apartment, and he's clearly up. As you guys discuss your strategy and your plan, and Dorifil seems to have passed out, what do you want to do?
Dawn? Wizard and Spear? That sound good to everybody else?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have, now essentially, you guys have the dawn. And the town of Polb is mostly, as you would expect, at the crack of dawn, you know, roosters and activity, voices and birds filling the crisp air. It seems like the streets are recovered from yesterday, and merchants and people start going about their business early in this neighborhood. And you said you wanted to autopilot right to Wizard and Spear?
I'm down if everybody else is.
Yes, sir.
That scabbard is calling my name.
Does someone want to stay at the White Chains, or should we all go?
It's all locked up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I locked that bad boy up.
All right.
It's not a... We're not doing brunch yet. Like, we don't have to open until, like, noon.
All right.
Earliest.
That's right. There's no brunch schedule yet. So, Chris Blick in tow. Chris Blick following along there. You four, let's say, get to the Wizard and Spear.
Just I don my candle lighting human.
And sorry, Belleg, what guise are you in?
My nondescript human with a spider tattoo.
Oh, really?
That's what they know me as.
That's true, yeah. And the Wizard and Spear is open, guys.
Yeah. Yes.
You go in, there this time is somebody manning the front desk. It's Leah, and she is going over some books. She's clearly involved in some paperwork.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What a strange greeting. Hello. Or how do you say hello?
Hello.
Is it a foreign way to say hello? Very, very curious.
It was taught to me by a Mrs. Doubtfire.
Lady Doubtfire.
Hello.
Sounds noble and highborn. Welcome. Welcome. There's talk about the town of strange events yesterday, of which you seem to be a part.
Only for profit. About those weapons and armor.
Weapons and armor? The ones on layaway?
Yes.
And what about the weapons your good young man friend there spoke about for identification? Perhaps resale?
The ones we were selling to you.
I'm still interested.
Excellent. Well, they're at the White Chain. We can have them brought over, or if you'd like to come inspect them yourself.
We're serving brunch later in the morning.
Yes, we now have a organic menu.
Gluten-free and vegetarian options.
Sounds delightful. Well, we have packaged up everything here. The balance will be... Oh, it looks like a credit has been applied against your account.
Yay!
I see. Oh, the seal of the mayor. Oh, my. Well, this must have happened after I left yesterday. It looks like Mem's signature. I suppose I almost owe you money, a refund.
Excellent.
She begins to kind of tally up all the items you guys have talked about.
Royal breastplate and a Voltec machete was what I was after.
The tracker's scabbard.
I was looking at the caustic Warhammer. Yeah, it was that. And Steve, what was that medallion that you mentioned?
The Sojourner's medallion.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The poem, story, or map that describes a long-forgotten treasure.
Yeah.
On the surface.
So that's from the wondrous items list. Oh, I see you've been taking some extra time with our brochure or pamphlet in between slaying monsters and brigands in the plaza.
Yeah, Steve.
Did you hear about the appearance of the goddess Jebda in the plaza? I think I showed up just as her appearance faded away.
We saw ourselves.
Really?
I felt a strong connection to her appearance.
Do tell.
I felt like I was just one with her.
Oh, marvelous. well, then the stories are true. You and the quartermaster saved the town. Now... on to the list of the party's items here, and she now has tallied it all up. It seems that you still have a credit of over 250 gold here.
Bellic would love the nimble wizard's hat.
A 150 gold item down to 100 gold, and you haven't spent a penny of your own. My, you are favored by the administrator and the mayor.
Do you have any knives?
What about arrows?
Steve, didn't you want the burglar's breastplate as well?
I already have that.
Oh, you already have that. Right. Forgot about that.
Oh, what about that? The graffiti pickaxe or whatever.
Oh, the artist's ads.
Yeah, the graffiti axe or whatever.
A bit uncontrollable, but it will certainly suit your budget. 100 gold.
There's the shaming Chris whenever you hit someone with
the balding axe.
Yeah. Dude, I love that. It's so funny.
How much for the knife? the Chris.
The shaming Chris is indeed a very peculiar item. It would set you back only 125 gold pieces. But I warn you, this weapon may make some dwarves nervous.
I'm a collector of knives. If it's okay with the party, I'll add it to the collection.
Very well. The demo room lady, Leah, seems, overjoyed with the transaction because, of course, she's already been paid.
True that.
Decent.
Decent.
Anything else, other than perhaps a question, when this brunch will be open to the public, Mem and I will surely attend.
Hey, Leah, I accidentally threw this in my pocket last time I was here. I was wondering what it does. I'm interested in it. And I pull out the little blue stone.
Oh, do give it here. Do give it here, please.
What does it do?
Well, it's...
Now we'll never know.
It's the stone of near speech.
Near speech?
Not like those used in the Goblin Wars that could communicate over hundreds of leagues.
It's a wacky-tacky.
But this could convey a person's voice over as far as a mile.
1 mile?
That's right. It was something that I was looking for sorely yesterday. Thank you for finding it.
How much gold for the other one?
What do you mean?
I would love to keep this item.
These aren't for sale.
You not for 100 gold?
Not for 1,000. These are not items that are on sale, my lord. Although
persuasion,
I appreciate Jack. The interest.
That's gonna be a strong persuasion check.
Roll it, baby.
5% chance. It's not it. I don't persuade for shit.
Inspiration.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm gonna use an inspiration on that because I'm embarrassed to read that number aloud.
Okay, so roll up again. Have you? Are you still holding it, or have you given it back to you?
Yeah, I'm still holding it.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit! My first roll was a 2. I used inspiration. My second roll was a 1.
Oh.
That's I got 1 5% chance. It was not the one I wanted. Hot damn.
You burning any more, buddy?
Fuck it. Why not? I got one more inspiration.
All right. As you think and rack your brain how to leverage your charisma.
That one's slightly above average. That was a 15.
You're now able to, as you hold the stone aloft, you seem to sort of gain a bit of the upper hand as she realizes you're not going to give it back without a deal.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I can't put a price on an item like that. What will you have me do?
Give it away for free.
Leah, we've been tasked with protecting this town. I think this item would really help both of us if I were to have it.
Look, I'll stay here. Stay here.
She turns around and rushes into the back door, guys. And as the door closes behind her with a click,
Christ, we're going to sleep.
I mean, it's early in the morning. You hear some footsteps in the back. Moments later, you hear those same footsteps kind of coming in reverse order. Sounds like perhaps from the upper level. And then the door opens and Leah reappears.
Look, I've caught the other one. But promise me this. Return it within a week.
I can do that.
It's yours then. Use it wisely.
Thank you, Leah.
Do return it. My neck's on the line.
Hopefully we'll remember after another 20 sessions or so when the week is up.
Indeed.
And she now, although, seems to be still pleased with the fact that so much merchandise has crossed over the counter, but is nodding at all you guys and bidding you farewell unless there's anything else you guys need.
No, so we got...
No.
Yeah.
So oh. good.
Oh, wait.
No, I would like to ask if she knows anything about this stupid fucking doll that I have.
A strange doll, something something to keep you all tucked in at night? Do you have nightmares?
Fed with nightmare fuel?
I get the occasional nightmare, but I have this blonde blue-eyed doll that's eyes track things. I have no idea what the fuck it does.
Well, perhaps when the wizard Mem is awake, he may be able to perform an identification on it. I'm no lore master, I'm afraid.
And her voice is very, very low now.
All right, time to leave.
Yep.
Please come again.
As you guys are like early morning shopping, leaving this place, now things are really bustling. And you look outside the doors, and there is there's a new day before you.
Should back we to head the... back to the white chain?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
I can smell the crisp morning air as the crowds bustle by, and you four make, you know, the very short jaunt up along. This is like starting to be like your guys' route in Polb, just up and down South Main Street, slaughtering and buying and safe shacking and buying and
doing manies.
Yeah,
pop manies.
And getting the. And getting your establishment ownership vibe on, and now, like, returning kings. Yeah, you come back into the square, and yep, there it is. Doors are shut, just as you left it. This square does not have many sort of merchants or daytime vendors or anything. It is in the temple quarter. At this point in the morning, it is still quite quiet as you guys approach the White Chain.
I'll go up and unlock it with the old brass key.
Creaks open. You notice the nice wooden plug over the latch and the key mechanism. The Porco is fashioned. And Kaitoa, as you walk by, you probably take note as well. Inspector Kaitoa, you're all inside now. And there does not seem to be, you know, any kind of early morning arrival of Shorva or Porco. It's just as you left it. Only Freddy. And he is lying down on his side, gagged, and there's vomit and sausage bits in front of his face.
No, you didn't like the sausage, Freddy? Freddy?
Yeah, Freddy's he's asleep, man.
All right. Well, quick little slap on the cheek.
So
wake up, your nightmares continue.
Yeah, sort of half his mouth and probably half a nostril is about like a half inch under this nice pool of sausage vomit. And as you slap him gingerly, belly, just to avoid getting vomit on you, you're sort of whacking his face. Yeah, I guess he comes to and sputters and makes a terrible noise.
Morning, Freddy. How's it going, man?
Not good. Still not good. Very little change in response here.
Do you want another dose of healing?
Is this the old build me up just to break me down again thing? If so, just kill me now.
When you're up, I'll break you down. Break you down, break you down.
Oh, God. Oh, singing torture. It's as I feared. It's worse than the construct.
Not the bard.
Yeah, and he is literally, he's terrified of you four.
He wants more sausages.
Oh, God. Sausages. No, construct.
No, I'm gonna heal him. I'm gonna heal him quickly.
Freddy, would you like some sausage?
Love and sausages.
Okay, so as the half-orc is saying, Freddy, would you like some sausages? And the construct menacingly looms over, you reach out with your healing gauntlets, and it is sort of a surreal scene for Freddy. He's actually going to try and move away from your healing gauntlet.
No.
And, No, he doesn't do too well. No, he's still hogtied and bound, but he's squirming away. And what are you healing him for?
Only one health.
For the fun of it.
So, although you're able to lay hands on him and restore a hit point, Beleg, yeah, he's still really in bad shape. The leg wound is bad, and a couple of his other battle scars. I mean, it's not like they've been tended to.
Freddy, calm down. Let me try one more time. That's for two healing.
This is the worst. Yeah, he sits up into a chair. He's sort of, I guess, made himself upright.
How are you feeling now?
Still terrible. Perhaps wishing I'd made different choices in the last several years of my life.
Well, let me tell you something fun. We want to take down Nafri.
The boss.
Yeah. We want to take him down. We don't like him.
I don't like him either. Anything you say, guys?
Think you could, help us out? Maybe get us some inside scoop on him? Maybe, we let you go, we let you take, you know, whatever's left on this table of food back to your family, and you become our man on the inside. What do you say?
Do I could have even be some choice?
Silver in it for you. No, but I'll give you silver anyways.
I'd love an Achilles heel.
Well, you shouldn't have fought us
in the
courtyard.
That's what you get for running.
Well, I like to think that I was just supporting my family. Nothing much to do except turn to brigandry. I can only do as you ask. I seem to be at your mercy and your behest here. Tell me, though, what would you actually have me say and do? All of my little squad was slaughtered. And poor Randy, well, have you heard of his fate? I saw body parts and bits strewn about the plaza. Was it him? Good old Randy the bean farmer.
Who bought the violin instead of an axe?
Yeah, I think you had the better deal with the missing Achilles.
Yeah, you're doing better than Randy. So you gonna go back to being a brigand?
Have you learned your lesson?
Can you guys all roll a joint? Let's roll a joint perception on the state of good old Freddy Fingers.
I rolled a 7. God, Bella can't perceive shit.
I got a 15.
Okay. 15 plus 7 is 22.
3 plus 5. Steve doesn't care. He's okay. Doing something.
Seven.
Playing around with something.
13, sir.
Oh.
Did we just make it?
27 and 13?
Steve and I got a 15 together, so a 30.
Oh. So plus you guys 13. Would... You yeah. guys would have the impression that your captive here is, let's say, loyal to life.
Oh, yeah. I don't plan on killing him.
He is very much in tune with staying alive and doing exactly as you guys instruct him. But beyond that, I mean, what is the gauge of his loyalty? Who can say?
Yeah. He loves life.
Freddy loves life, hates everything else. How well do you know Nafri at all, Freddy?
Well, he appeared the same time as the mayor did, and, you know, it looks like has the favor of the mayor.
Can you get us close to him?
Well, with the bounty hunters, as far as I know, all slain by, well, you... There's probably a premium on any bandits or brigands who survived the slaughter at the South Pole docks and even more so at the plaza. Even more so, anyone with a map. So, well, sure, I mean, I can be a stool pigeon, but only as much as I can walk.
I mean, he is going to come back to our pub, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already have him where we want him.
If he comes alone.
Okay, Beleg, he goes and finds one of those javelins of Kaitoa's and snaps off like a part of it and splints Freddy's leg so he can walk.
Oh, what a quick and efficient procedure. Maui. Ooh, I feel better.
Perfect.
It's like the soccer sponge.
Back to the fields with you.
All right, Freddy, you get out of here for now. I think Naffrey's going to come back here today. You come back here tomorrow, if you can.
Yay! Yes, indeed, I'd love to limp away.
Should we let him go before we do our business with the...
Yeah, I don't think...
You guys want to keep him?
Well, I think he's better here with us. I mean, you're pretty much part of the family now. You're not going anywhere.
Should we throw him in the safe?
Freddy, come hang out with me upstairs.
Oh, that was short-lived. Okay, I'm turning around.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned right now, he's a loose end.
Yeah.
Letting him walk out that door.
Well, let's put him in the safe until Naffrey comes.
Let's gag him.
Oh boy, that changed drastically.
Sorry, Freddy, I like you. I'd like to get you out of here.
We're not going to hurt you. We just can't let you leave yet.
Keep me away from the construct, please.
We don't have your trust yet.
Well, what can I say? I was throwing lances at you like yesterday.
Well, it'll take longer than that.
Well, should we put him upstairs?
Might as well.
In the safe?
Oh, yay, stairs! As you walk him upstairs to the third floor, light now is totally streaming through the windows. Morning is dawning. And your captive boy. He certainly thought for a moment, Beleg, that your charity and good nature was shining upon him. Did you figure your party disagreed?
Yeah.
I take him upstairs to throw him in the vault.
Be nice to him.
I use my new axe.
I like this guy.
I use my new axe to paint like a little window on the inside of the vault and say like, enjoy the view. Then shut the door off.
I'm picturing this hilarious image of you putting him into the back of the vault and then running as fast as you can to the deck.
Yeah, and pumping it.
As he's like trying to limp out and it's just like a race against time.
Closing on his face as he like just tries to peer out and this thing's
no!
Don't forget about me!
No!
All right. Should we wait for Naffrey?
Okay, guys. Yep. Imprisoning captives. Check.
Yep.
You now have a gimp.
Yes.
Open up the door. Okay. So, the dawn comes by there. Actually, it's Shorva who knocks on the front door. She appears to have a key of her own. I'm going to assume there's some sort of eyes on the door. There's a key in the door. It's opening. And there is the little lady, sans clipboard.
Shwarma!
Hello, construct man! Doo-doo-doo. Payday! Yay!
It's payday today.
Oh, yes, it is. I have a great ledger here for the feast and the staff and my salary.
What is your salary?
Well, a very modest silver a day.
Okay.
All the staff and this and that and the reopening and we're looking at 25 silver and an ongoing upkeep of 25 silver per week till we open. Oh, then we get crazy, boys. We're going to make mountains of gold with the brunch. Oh, just wait until you see my sauce for the eggs.
All right. I got 213 silver pieces, so this is feasible.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, here's your 25 silver, Shorva.
All right. And this very motivated person here
off to the back, takes that silver. You have noticed, even from yesterday, a change in the white chain, various countertops and bar tops from last night, were cleaned, have stayed cleaned, and are starting to be set up with some of the settings that you'd expect an open establishment to have. And Shorva has now disappeared into the back and bowed low before you, Beleg, as you essentially have paid up in your first day of ownership.
Sweet. The administrator's going to be coming by again today, Shorva.
Yes, and for meeting or for food, hosting the drunken mayor and his guards, or what?
I don't think we're going to see the drunken mayor, but we're definitely going to see the administrator. I'd love to try the sauce that you have for the eggs.
Oh, it's a special. How did you like the accommodations on the third floor?
I love them. What about you guys?
It was a little dusty. Needs a little cleaning.
Well, yes, not since the last owner was up there, solitary man, so they say, and we can have a maid up there clean if you like.
Yes, please.
It will be done today. My goal is to have us open for brunch in 4 weeks, my friends. 4 weeks, and anything in between then and now, you let me know. And then at the hotel next. Such a good news, you in town. New owners, thank you. I thank you. We're all so happy.
We're happy too. We're excited.
Yeah, let's...
Are you going to go out for a while and not be here while we deal with the administrator? While we have our next meeting with him?
That is true.
Well, I was just here to meet with Porco today, last day of repairs. Now that you have the official seal and everything ready for the establishment to open again up to code, we have to finish those repairs in the back. I can slink away into the shadows or effectively disappear from a narrative perspective if you'd like me to.
Narratively speaking, that would be great.
I'll be in the back then, checking on my little list, but do give me a loud wink if you need anything.
Thanks, Jorva. Beleg's face kind of gets all contorted as he's trying to figure out what a loud wink is.
She did mention, Porco's probably going to show up at some point later. But you guys are expecting a visit by Nafri based on yesterday's meeting.
Yep.
See.
Si. Sure. Senor. All right.
Okay. Game plan. What are we going to do when this guy shows up?
Stab him as soon as he walks through the door.
Just wait till the door closes and just straight jack him up.
I don't think we should kill him. I think we should keep him in the safe.
Yeah. I mean, once we have him detained, then we can get rid of... Well, what do we want to do with this guy? Do we just want to get rid of the...
What if he pretends to be the mayor, being like, they know everything. Just tell them everything. Confess. And we just force this guy to tell us everything.
Well, I wouldn't mind using my fancy new spell suggestion.
What does it do?
Anything I want.
Sold.
I was thinking of saying, it's literally, I could be like, hey, Nafri, I think there's something of interest that you would love to see upstairs in the back room, and he has to walk up there, and then we just close the door on him if we want to. Ooh. Or like, hey, Nafri, I think you would look really good if you tied your own hands behind your back.
What do we want out of him in particular?
Well, if he's a
Black Arrow.
He's a Black Arrow guy, then he's got connections.
We just want to know.
We want to know who to attack next.
Yeah.
Who's higher, who's above him in the Black Arrow, where we find them, what's going on in Iz.
We want info.
Okay.
So as long as we can detain him somehow, give him the old Kaitoa treatment, which is to say just break his finger.
I mean, I highly doubt he's just going to be super stoked to live in our safe.
No, he will not be.
So, how do we break this to him? Like you said, we bring him up and then just throw him in the safe and like, this is your new life kind of thing?
Here you go.
Yeah.
What else? Like if he comes with a bunch of guys like or bodyguards or whatever, what do we want to do then?
Kill them.
Just or, out in the open or in the white chain or
if I can get him to walk upstairs without his guards, which does require a failed check on his part. But oh,
too bad we didn't have food because the last time the guards were just super down to eat.
We still have some left.
Yeah, we said Robin said the whole restaurant is stocked.
Yeah.
We got everything.
All we have to do is get Nafri upstairs and then I can come back downstairs and be Nafri.
Which is awesome because that's definitely the route we need to go.
Sweet.
Well then, as you guys are cajoling away, there is the sound of wagon wheels outside.
All right.
It is early, surprisingly early, and you are now seeing, it's the same type of cart that you saw yesterday, led by two horses, six guards, no mayor, just the brown cloaked figure of Administrator Nafri.
Six guards, eh?
Yeah, these are the same guards you saw yesterday. This small retinue of armed guards that the mayor and Nafri came with for luncheon yesterday.
Shorva, top up the ale and wine.
You hear a thin affirmative voice from the back, Peleg.
Let's get them guards drunk again. Let's give them disadvantage on their perception checks.
Turn into a beautiful woman.
They are striding. They are striding in, guys. Yeah, are in the bottom level here.
All right. Are they at the door? In the door?
They are now at the door, coming in. And yes, three of them have come in. Here is Nafri. There are three guards behind him, and they part in front of Nafri, and he is there, smiling. And saying,
"Hello and good morning, my new partners. Have you made your decision?"
What do you think?
You tell me if we made it.
I think I see opportunists and skilled adventurers. Surely there is nothing more enticing than gold.
Beleg cast suggestion on Nafri.
Okay, what does Nafri have to beat?
He has to beat a DC of 14, and I think it's wisdom? Double check. Yeah, wisdom saving throw, 14.
He immediately is under a suggestion, Beleg.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah. Hey. Oh, shit, the mama.
Oh, shit. Mama.
Nafri, I think before you hear our decision, it would behoove you to go upstairs and to the third level and check out the room at the very end of the hallway.
It would behoove me to make sure that all of the repairs have been made to this establishment. The coding is important, guards. Why
and I don't
not
think the guards need to come
then
with
as
you.
I go upstairs.
And Nafri starts to walk up alone, up the stairs, and the guards don't seem to be following him.
B, walk up with him. Kaitoa, open up the door.
I will walk upstairs. Yeah, open it up.
Okay. Hey guys, look at me. Have a couple drinks. I can juggle knives. Check this out.
Performance check, Steve. Performance check.
Yes, I was going to say. Steve, can you roll performance as a couple of the guards are now standing up to follow Nafri? They seem to be bound by a guard's duty to follow, of course, the person they're guarding.
Hey, it'll be all right. Have a few drinks and watch me throw these knives. Check this out. I'm going to use an inspiration. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. That was horrible. I get a minus one. Yeah, it's, I'm going to use a second inspiration.
Oh, man, you are really trying to get in front of these guys' field of view as
but
they
wait,
follow Nafri up the stairs.
I'm going to step in front. I'm going to step in front of them.
60.
Hey! I'm going to step in front of them and intimidate them to...
Wait,
I'm gonna say,
Steve.
You're not allowed upstairs.
Steve got a 16.
Okay, so yeah. Steve, as your final attempt here is drawing about a three of these guards' attention, and these three who've remained right in front of you, yeah, they're losing interest and motivation to follow. The other three, Rook, you stand right in front of. These three are clearly making for the stairs after Nafri. And roll intimidation.
Ooh, that's a 13.
They draw their swords.
I'm going to go intimidate, or I'm going to inspiration.
Okay.
I'm going to intimidate again.
As they draw their swords, roll again.
Oh, yeah, that bad boy is a 16.
Oh, shit. Okay, then explain to me how their swords now, although they are about, you know, 4 or 5 inches out of the scabbard, what have you done that stops them dead in their tracks?
Snarled at them and said, "You will not follow them up the stairs. You're not allowed. This is our establishment. You stay down here."
They take a step back, Rook. They start to sheathe their swords and look low before you. As the hilt of Bergen's blade also glints, you strike quite a commanding pose, and your intimidation is successful. They back away as Steve beside them continues to do a little juggling. And upstairs, Kaitoa, Beleg, you've led Nafri to the third floor. And what have you done?
I'm sitting at the desk opening the door.
Yeah, Nafri has been instructed to walk into that safe room.
And indeed. I got foot on the pedal.
Okay. And Nafri muttering to himself as he enters the safe, your instructions, says, "Must enter and must be here." And then turns around quietly in the corner and stops. Beleg, he's now motionless.
I
he's
give
stationary.
A few hard pumps to the pedal and slam that door.
And Beleg looks at Freddy and says, "I'm sorry, Freddy." And then he snaps his fingers and turns into Nafri.
Enjoy your roommate.
Alright, so Kaitoa, as you rush into the other room and operate the mechanism, door slams shut.
Success, the spider's caught another.
We've made another friend, forever friend.
Wait till Zed gets here.
Alright, shall we go back downstairs?
Yes, let's join the party.
All right, come, administrator. Let's get a drink.
Wonderful. Let us get a drink.
So Steve and Rook, you guys downstairs who are keeping these six guards company, one of them is now speaking up and saying, "I'm one of the chief guards here, and Nafri better be back down soon. Says never let him out of sight. Always suspicious, is Nafri."
Oh, don't worry about it. They're just up for a chat. I know that Belleg has got some business with them. I roll deception.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's a charisma check. Oh, Jesus. I'm
Why did you do ones. That?
Because I'm getting all the crappy ones out of the way.
That's deception. Oh.
This is a pivotal moment.
That's an 8.
Did you say Belleg?
Yeah. Yeah, the owner of the white chain. Where were you yesterday?
Eating slop and taking orders.
Well, now you're drinking beers and watching me throw knives.
Steve, he's not bemused by any means, and although the other five are actually having quite the time, you've definitely drawn one person's ire, and you hear steps from upstairs, the grand staircase.
So as we're coming down, I say, like, over my shoulder as I'm leading Nafri down the stairs, and be like,
so you'll have those repairs made?
Yes.
Excellent.
As if we've been talking shop the whole time.
Okay, the guards acknowledge y'all coming down the stairs. Although,
why
let's say
did none
most
of you
them
imbeciles follow me up the stairs?
Well, I did protest, Nafri. I mentioned it just moments ago.
You're quite lucky that we had a nice conversation.
Can I sleight of hand all the daggers that I've kind of been juggling back into their respective spots and be like, I have no idea, these guys seem really lazy.
Sure, roll it up. Belleg, you are continuing to address the guards?
That's a natural 20.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, they disappear. I mean, you're like a dagger vacuum.
No, they just dropped on this beer pretty quick. I think you probably need some new guards. These guys suck.
I think these guards are quite adequate.
It seems like he protested coming upstairs with a horn of ale instead of a horn to yell at you.
could have fooled me.
Now, guards, we have a new plan.
Do tell. Do tell.
All of you are to go to Iz and see what the ruckus is and come back.
All four battalions, then? That's quite the operation. Shall I call on Sandrid and the quartermaster, who is still waylaid with his injuries?
Yes.
So it will be done. How shall we escort you back to the mayor's residence, Hugill Castle, Nafri? On the wagon, or shall you call for a contingent of your own personal guards?
Let us escort you, sir.
I will not let you people escort me. I would like the personal guard to be sent here at once.
Yes.
And the first man who spoke up looks quite concerned and looks at the four of you and says,
Sir, no, these strangers from out of town, this isn't right. They've cast a spell on you. And then my thoughts are here that you've been charmed. Some witch spell.
I'm going to roll intimidation on him.
Ooh. Four of the guards look to their authoritative friend here and begin to realize, like, fuck, what the hell? Yeah, I've just had a pint of beer. What is going on here? And they remember their duty. Their hands go to their swords. Roll intimidation.
That is... Oh, fuck, that's an 18 plus 6. That's 24.
Wow, okay, so you're probably going to put these guys in their place.
Take your hands away from your swords. I'm not under a fucking spell, but I would like my personal guard.
It will be done, Nafri. I'm sorry I ever questioned you. I'm sorry I ever questioned you. You are indeed quite yourself. That's bang on.
Good.
All six of these guards And the last one, this most vocal of them, leaves and shoots you all a bit of a sideways glance. But the guards have now left.
Oh, Balak just goes,
well, that went well.
Yeah. As Nafri, Balak just grabs a massive glass of wine and fucking skulls it.
Okay, Shorva is coming out at the same time, guys, and she's very casually picking up this early breakfast that you have served.
Hey, Rob.
Yep.
Could I roll perception to see how delicious the breakfast was?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure...
Are we able to sell this food and make a profit?
I'm pretty sure this was like an awesome, you know, sort of buttery rolls and cheeses and sweet breads and probably some pâtés. The beer
was
probably nice and cool. It was not bad, man. I mean, you want to roll for deliciousness?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then what would that be? You might as well use a skill. Insight?
Medicine.
Taste?
I've already done
medicine.
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 I like insight.
Insight.
I am not insightful. It's a 4.
Well, then it was just ephemeral. It was all feeling. It was no knowledge.
Oh, wait, no, it was a 9.
Oh.
I thought I was -1 in insight. I'm actually +4.
Well, this was great. And those guards also really left there wondering, especially that last fellow with the sideways glance, what sort of breakfast and brunch might be served in the future at the White Chain,
or whatever customers.
You guys decide to read.
Five-star Google review.
Uncle Moe's family feed bag.
I want to, Steve's going to take a minute to concentrate. I want to see what's going on up in that that cell that we've created.
Oh.
I want
so
to
after
see,
a minute,
people's inside.
You will note that this character is still appearing to be so content in his position. This suggestion is going to last for quite some time.
How long does the suggestion last, Belek?
8 hours.
Excellent.
All right.
I'm just picturing Freddy terrified in the corner.
He's just like this weird dude standing looking at a wall, like just. Oh. We just can't let Freddy go back to a regular life now.
No.
It would just be too much for him.
No, he's a gimp for life.
Oh, Freddy.
Is that something we can get from the Wizard and Spears, like a full-on BDSM leather suit?
It's like a Knoll leather studded gimp suit.
Oh,
yeah. Jesus. So Steve, as you look into your third eye there, you can be assured your captives up there are, well, I mean, they are secure. This door has shut tight. And no, they're good. They're cozy.
Sweet.
Get in the box.
I'm Nafri now.
Yeah. What are we doing now?
Adjourning, so we can have a full week of game planning.
Yeah.
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards.
What do we want to do? Well, we have the whole city at our fingertips until somebody succeeds on some sort of investigation check.
But somebody's locked away, and we can keep them outside of the white chain for now.
Yep. The guards are gone. I think it's a game planning afternoon, honestly, for the crew.
Like, as far as the situation?
Steve says step one is to complete our lair.
Yeah. We have our GIMP.
Yeah. We have our Krizblick, our warship dog, and there's Shorva. With the goat head on.
Need to fashion a goat head for her.
Yeah.
I guess we just need to figure out what kind of interrogation has to go down when this guy eventually does come to.
Yeah. But I feel like we could go back and get some information from the mayor. We could wander around like that facility and complex and do a ton of sleuthing.
My only worry now is that we're underestimating the ability of this guy, Nafri, to be able to get himself out of that once he comes to.
That's 8 hours from now, though.
Yeah, we do have 8 hours, but it is possible that he has some ability to use magic or maybe
even true.
Get true.
So we probably should break his hands.
So,
Steve,
that's an entry to the club.
In short, we should break his hands.
Freddy. Everybody. I mean, Freddy Fingers is gonna feel so left out if we don't take his hands too.
Shoot, yeah.
Should we also gag him with an Achilles tendon, or what do you think?
No. Or we've got 8 hours, and we've got time to figure out what we want to do with him.
Yeah, it's a game plan. We can do a lot with the entire city now.
Multiple kidnappings.
Yeah. We're like very few steps away from being a party of Buffalo Bills here.
The gang gets up to its old tricks.
Yeah, he develops some new Porco. Frightening habits.
Porco, can you dig us a large pit, please?
Hey, Porco, what do you know about pig farms?
Yeah.
Teeth shut and sound evil.
Oh no, that I picked up on that. Don't worry, I've been working on it already.
Clamp those teeth shut. Ah.
Nafri always sounds pissed.
Ah.
I'm gonna check that weapons cart in the evening for my javelins, just to see if they're in there. I'm going to give him one more shot.
Just once.
Don't do it.
They say at the temple of Jebda, there were many, many drunk worshippers, and slurring their words all over the place.
Worshipshire shot.
Worshippers, and flurshippers too.
Have we gotten all of our stuff?
You got there. What'd you get there? The Voltaic machete or something?
Machete? Yeah, and the regal breastplate.
And the regal breastplate, that's right.
Breastplate.
So tonight I am drinking oak-aged Braggot Collab. It is 8%.
Who's that by?
Old Yale. And who else here? Collab. Single batch, limited release. Oh, Two Crows.
Cool.
Two Crows and Old Yale.
Two Crows. Another potential pub name.
Yeah, it's Bows. Give me a call.
Sweet.
Can we poison this guy?
Nothing?
Yeah.
None of us have poison.
I know.
I've got poison.
Dead.
What?
I've got my poison spray. It's a cantrip.
Oh, yeah.
But it is just a spray and not like an ingestible. Like, we can't poison his food and like knock him out.
No, I'll just spray the shit out of him.
So how's the haunch? You spit his face.
Flamp.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, my eyes. How's the haunch?
So, how's things been going since we seen you yesterday? The mayor, he's good. Yeah. Psst.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised nobody rolled initiative this episode.
Yeah. I did burn through like what 3 inspiration to
I think also, you prevented a huge battle.
I'm also down to no inspiration.
Yeah, I used half mine.
I got I'm 2 now.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, look, have a great night and have a good week. We'll see you next Monday.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
See you guys.
Bye, Rob.